More than 100 workers from the New Page plant cheered and waved signs reading, "Run it or sell it." Since the plant closed in August, the 600 workers who lost their jobs have been lobbying the company, the governor, and the legislature to find a way to keep it open. Jim Dirks, who's worked at the plant for 30 years, says the company has refused to sell the plant to willing buyers and has only promised to consider reopening it if the price of pulp to make paper drops.
Even under their best possibilities, it's going to be 2 to 3 years down the road. That's not good enough for us. We don't accept it. We're not going to let our mill be destroyed. And we're not going to lose the great workforce that we have.
Governor Doyle says he's been trying to convince New Page owners to consider accepting state aid to help them build a pulp mill close to the Kimberly plant.
This is a very, very good plant, very, very good people, very important to the region, very important to the state. But some of this, I believe, depends on our ability to find some pretty creative solutions.
So far, that creative solution hasn't materialized, but Kimberly workers hope more pressure from the state legislature might help. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.